Log Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce the host of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
Come on, awesome, awesome. I'm ready to make it do what it do tonight. Talking real to you. I'm so excited to be the host of this show. I am, again, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. I mentioned it earlier, and also my introduction gave you an opportunity to be introduced to me, and I'm being introduced to you. I gave a shout-out to those individuals that's joined us already on Facebook, as well as Instagram, and hopefully we get many more on Blog Talk Radio. This is Talking Real to You. It is the only talk show that takes time to focus on just plain old life issues. We have an awesome team that join us, and I'm so glad to have each and every one of them as they join us from time to time. Now, we want you to be a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number for the show, I want you to make sure you hear this. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with myself as well. And the co-host is joining us. I have one already on the line, and I'm going to make sure I give her that introduction. I see her on the line. Thank you so much for joining us, my sister, for taking time. Also, if you want to check the show out by web link, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. If you want to just email us, that's WBSW Internet Talk Radio@gmail.com. And you have an opportunity to tweet the show as well. We have several outlets and several connections that you can connect with them so you can be part of it. That's @TalkingReal to You, @WBSW_Internet_Talk_Radio, @LorenzaD.Smith15, @Coach_L_Smith, and @Dr. Lorenza Smith with the number one, and finally, @The Smith Way Production. Also, if you want to check us out on Instagram, you have an opportunity to do that. You can go to Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. But the one I want to give a serious shout out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. They're partners with us. We're so glad. They want to make sure the word get out, and they make sure through their network, through their social media, the word is getting out through WBSW Internet Talk Radio. And when you want to connect with them, you can go to Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Also, if you want to check us out on Facebook, you have that opportunity. That's facebook.com/DRL D'Alberto Smith. So you have several ways to connect. Find out just what we're talking about. We're going to talk this plain old life issue. She's all about attacking the issues block by block. We have some awesome people that join us as co-hosts from time to time. And every time one of them can step in, I'll be glad to have them. But as many as they can, I'll be thankful, because we just want to make sure we use this vessel to get the word out. We want to give a definite shout out to several individuals. We have, as a co-host, we have Ms. Lauren D. Smith joining us out of Central Alabama. We have Dr. Olivia E. Smith, who joins us out of the state of Georgia. We have, out of the fair state, on the sunshine state, of the state of Florida, we have Lisa Levine. And from the state of California, particular Oakland, California, none other than a young lady with only my own truth. I'm going to say it again, only my own truth, Miss Tina Robinson. Hopefully Tina can join us, because she has two young ladies that's graduating from high school, or if not from a junior college level or college level, and she wanted to make sure she give them a shout-out on this network, and I want to make sure we do it as well. So hopefully she'll join us tonight and share that with us, so we'll have an opportunity to energize everybody, because this is graduation time. See, our young people have went through a challenging year and 18 months when you said when they started school back in August. And they have been able to make it through to the point where some are graduating, walking across the stage, having that council switch from the right to the left, making sure they're recognized as now a graduate of a high school, a graduate of a community college, a graduate of a technical college, a graduate of a four-year college, a graduate in the military. Some, even we stepped down and graduated from kindergarten to first grade, and from fifth grade to sixth grade. You're talking about so many opportunities to celebrate, regardless of what we thought about COVID-19. God blessed us to make it this far. So these young people can be celebrating an opportunity to advance. And that's what this is all about. Talking real to you. We want to expand. We want to be able to grow. We want the word to be out. This is the vessel. So if you have something you want to share with us, we ask you to give us a call. Call us at our office number. That's 334-467-7261. If you're not able to talk with anybody at the time, just leave a message. We will get back with you. Also, this network is so proud to be able to sow a seed. God is blessing us with an opportunity to sow a seed. So we ask you to send us your cash out. You can DM it. You can go to Instagram and you can comment and let me know. Or you can go to Facebook and make sure you get the word out, because I want to get your cash out, because I'm sowing the seed every week, trying to make sure something is placed in your hand. It's coming from truly from my heart. God is blessing us in many ways, blessing us with life, happiness, joy, and peace. So why not give back? And that's what it's all about. And that's what we're all about on this. So make sure you get your cash app to me. Get it to me however you want to see it. If you want to email, you can email lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Get it to us, and we'll make sure we sow a seed in your life. And we're going to take all those individuals who made sure that cash app was in, and we're going to place them in the raffle. At the end of this month, we have two raffles. We have one at the end of this month and one at the end of June, which is May 31st and June 30th. We're wrapping off two trips. We're going to wrap off one on May 31st. Whoever wins have a selection between Atlanta or in Orlando. 3 days and two nights. We're going to take care of the hotel, and we're going to make sure we get the taxes taken care of. We just ask you to work, get your travels together, and your eats. For your food, you have that opportunity once your name is called. And on June 30th, the first one is May 31st, and the second, based on the cash out, is June 30th. Whatever the trip, if the first person wins, selects Orlando, the next trip will be to Atlanta. Three days and two nights. We take care of the hotel and the tax. You take care of the travel and the eat. See, God is good. He's on top of it. It don't stop there. Because coming up by the end of the summer, we're going to have another trip, and it's going to be expanded out. 4 days and three nights on me personally, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, I will pay for in regards to your hotel and for making sure the taxes, and you just take care of your travel and your food. See, God is so good. So get that cash out here. We want to be a blessing to someone before I move any further. I want to make sure I give a shout out for sure to this young lady. I try to introduce those individuals that join us, those co-hosts that take their time, volunteer their time to be a part of, but in the process of getting the word out. Sometimes we ask ourselves, how can we make a difference? You may just stand at the mountaintop and shout, or you can come to WBSW, Internet Talk Radio, and shout it out like you need to shout it out. This young lady hails from the state of South Carolina. So glad to have her. She's a person that gave her life to changing other people's lives through counseling, administration, as an educator. It's just a love of people. See, I don't say retire. I just said she gave and she's still working. member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, none other than my sister, the blue and white, Sarah Scarlett H. Black. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing fine. How are you tonight? You are really fired up. I like that. You hear that enthusiasm. Love it.
What
love it, love
about?
It. Okay,
you're
that's
so
all
glad
right.
To have you, Scarlett.
And so glad to be on. So glad to be on. At first, you were coming in and out. I thought I was going to change phones, but I can hear you much better now. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you well. I can hear you well. Thank you so
okay.
much. You know,
okay.
Maybe I was
looking
moving back and forth.
Yeah, we're looking forward to a great
yes.
show tonight. And thanks to all of our listeners who join us week after week. So we thank you so very much. And, of course, I got to give a shout-out to Divine Nine because you and I are part of that community. And thank them for all they do. And also a special recognition to the brothers in Greenville, Alabama, who
sponsors
us this show and are doing a great job in your area because I'm in Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, what up, Tom?
Something
awesome.
About that Greenville. Something about that
Greenville got it going on. That Greenville, Georgia, too. They got it all going on. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Carla, for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have it because they say make it do what it do in Greenville. That is what it's all about, whether you're in Alabama, South Carolina, Georgia, Mississippi, or whoever you are, wherever you are. You are doing it like it needs to be done. But we want to definitely make sure we give a shout-out continually to those brothers, that chapter, just grinding, trying to make sure the word is out. They want to partner with making sure this vessel go in the right direction. And, again, I said thank you, my brothers. And I know you're listening.
Yes.
Several members also join in and be hosts on several of our shows because they want to get the word out. And they want to not only use the network of the media, they want to make sure they can voice the word. And that's what it's all about. See, that's what we're here
that's
to do.
Right.
We don't want to. We don't want you to have you're mad. We want you to leave here happy with hopefully some knowledge that's going to allow you to expand what you can make a difference in your community. Because we're all about block by block. The neighborhood.
And I want to give a shout-out to my sorors here in Greenville because this, in fact, this past weekend we had a virtual event and we were able to raise $3,000-plus for the scholarship fund.
Awesome. And that's what I'm talking about right there, being able to give back, be a pillar in your community. The organization is there, being a part of the Divine Nine. We're making sure that everybody is making an impact. You know, I'm not giving the brothers of Greenville, Alabama, enough credit because they just recently had now 5 scholarships in the name of the Honorable Brother Dr. Fred Thomas Jr., who was a charter member of that chapter. But he's transitioned on, but 5 high school seniors will get a chance to go to college based on those brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville. And also handing a recognition out to a young man who's achieving in athletics as well as achieving in academics. He's signed
all right.
Rice University to play quarterback for Rice University.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Williams is going to do some great things. He led a championship high school team in the 1A level, Linden High School. We wanted to make sure Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville is making an impact among our young
huge
people.
Difference.
And that's
huge
what it's all
difference.
About.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
That's
see, that's
right.
what we're talking about. That's when it's rah-rah time, when you're doing good. We're at the time when people are celebrating graduation, celebrating scholarships, celebrating a chance to change and move into a different phase of their life. And we have to make sure we're doing it as an individual who wants to blaze the trail. Being the individual
well,
who wants
to. It's up to us to reach back and bring others
yes,
with us. It's up to us.
Yes, ma'am.
That's the purpose that we must do. And that's what, as people of faith, that we are required to do, reach back and bring others with us.
Exactly. And you hear the spirit that's so exciting. And then we talk about Black History moments. This is a Black History moment now. Every time we can offer an opportunity for a young person to further their education. See, we got to not worry about what happened 100 years ago. We got to work on right now. And I give credit, as Scarlet said, her chapter, Zeta Sorority in Greenville, South Carolina, making a difference by raising funds to make sure those young people go and further their education through scholarships. Those brothers in Zeta Phi Sigma in Greenville, making a difference by having funds available to those individuals. So that's what we're talking about. That's a Black History moment. Hey, and always be here, because whatever happened now, we can place it where we want to place it. It's a historical moment because we're making a difference. The divine nine. I can speak of everybody else, but I'm going to speak of the blue and white. You hear the difference they're making. And that's what it's all about, the blue and white family, making a difference in the lives of young people, our people of wisdom, and so many. So we're going to get to the show now, but this is a rah-rah moment, and we're going to enjoy the rah-rah moment, and that's what it's all about. Hey, we can do it. We're going to do it like that. And that's what this episode is all about, getting the word out.
It's a poor frog that can't praise his own pun. And y'all heard that saying. It's a poor frog that can't praise his own pun. So you got to get those rah-rah moments. You got to have them.
That's what I'm talking about. You can't wait. Sometimes you can't wait on somebody else to pat yourself, pat you on the back here, and, you know, pat yourself on the back and give me those flowers while I yet live. You're not going to wait till tomorrow when we go. And that's what it's all about. Today is today, and we're going to take care. So we want to make sure we take that moment and just be excited about it. And that's what this is all about. Talking with you is all about that. This is all about just plain old life issues. That's something we're changing. We've been through challenging times, and we're still going through with COVID-19. Life been changed upside down, but these young people are able to get receive some. We're feeling good because we're making a difference, and that's our ultimate goal, to provide for our community and our service for all mankind. That's what it's all about. But we want to get to our format tonight as well, Scarlett. So hopefully Lisa will call in. She's been really been grinding. She's talked and texted to me. She's been grinding.
On the last show, she threatened to leave Florida. I hope she has not moved.
Yeah, it's been.
We don't know where Lisa might be right now.
Yeah, it's up in the air right now because being able to find a place with the way they had purchased everything, and then everybody boosting the prices up, just like gas went up 30 and 40 cents. The housing and the rental and the leasing has gone up almost $300 or $400 in some places, $1,000 just to meet the need and the demand. It's all about where we are today. And we pray.
I paid $4 a gallon.
$4
a gallon last week. $4 a gallon last week.
Yes, I know what you're saying. And that's something we're going to talk about a little bit tonight, because we're talking about the economy. We're going to talk about maybe being able to address our needs in regards to unemployment and employment of people. We want to talk about how things are beginning to happen. But before I move forward with that, I want to make sure I look at the format and talk about our title. Somebody asked me, why did you come up with that title, As Our World Turns? See, things are not ever going to stay in one place. It's going to keep moving. So if we think that we're going to be just sitting how we was 6 months ago, no. We're not going to sit like that from yesterday to today. So the world is always turning. So we want to discuss those topics that are creating more turning and creating different situations. And we want to start and talk about this CDC and these new guidelines that came out Thursday. They kind of sent shockwaves all over the United States, because 1 week you were saying one thing, and the next week you changed your mind. So our question is, yes, we want to make sure everybody vaccinated. We do, but we do understand there's people that are not. But the thing about it is the CDC One time you just recommendation. Now recommendation, people taking it the best thing in the world. Now, what's your thoughts on that, Scott, in regards to the removal of the mask mandate for vaccinated people, indoors and outdoors? Will it make those people in the stores become, or these places become mask police? They check the mask to make sure if they're not allowed to be happening in that store. Let me get your thoughts on that, Scott.
Well, first of all, I'm going to honor whatever a store proprietor wants to do with their business. If there's a mask guideline sign on the door, you wear the mask. If you are offended by that, you go to another store. That's the choices and the freedoms that we have in this country. You don't have to shop with that person. If you don't like their policies or procedures, you do not have to shop with them. Take your money and your business elsewhere, because you don't have to get into an argument about whether to wear a mask or whether not to wear a mask. For me personally, I said this months ago, regardless of what the CDC guidelines were or were coming out, because it was so confusing all over the place with the previous head of the CDC, I'm using my own gut level feeling, and I'm reading the science and everything on my own instead of having folks interpret it for me, and I make my decision. I will continue to wear the mask. I am fully vaccinated, but my mask will still be on, because we have folks who have decided that regardless of what anybody says, they're not going to wear the mask, and they think it's a political thing. It's not political with me. It never has been. It's been about protecting my health and the health of those I come in contact with, and the respect that I have for my fellow man and fellow woman. You know, so that's the choice I made months ago. I continue to wear the mask. I went out before I joined the show tonight to the grocery store, and I had my mask on. And fortunately, the grocery store that I attend and go to, many of them in the store had their mask on also. So I'm going to continue to do that until we know that around, not only here in America, but around the world, that we're in a safer place in terms of our public health. So I will remain wearing a mask, even though I'm fully vaccinated. Out of respect for others, but also because I know others are not as respectful as I might be, and I don't want to take that chance. Even though I know the vaccine will keep me from getting seriously sick or dying, at the same time, I don't want to be sick. I don't want to be seriously sick, or, you know, not seriously, I still want to feel bad. And if wearing a mask going to keep me from not feeling bad because of being around somebody who doesn't feel the same way that I do, I'll just go ahead and protect myself and also respect for those around me.
Exactly. And Scarlett has shared that with you because, you know, we went through this biggest fight to be able to get people to wear the mask, knowing that the mask is really one of the most important part of fighting off or combating or getting a control of COVID-19. We know that because we have seen the results from it. Yes, we have the vaccination, but we know the mask is really the major thing out of all the ones, because when you say wash your hand, if wash your hand was the only thing, then we wouldn't, you know, we would have some trouble. If we said stay at home was the only thing in those protocols, we would be in trouble. If you say stay 6 feet away, then we'll be in trouble. But one thing about consistency, you're talking about that mask, wearing that mask, not only to protect yourself, but protect someone else. And the thing about it, whether you're vaccinated or not, you still need to wear the mask. And I know people sit up and say, well, I'm tired of it. I've been vaccinated. But, you know, you can call in many cases. You recently, you know, 8 individuals of the New York Yankees, you know, fully vaccinated, still contracted it. So the point is, no one never said you couldn't contract it. It's just that you wouldn't get sick. Use the mask.
Right.
You'll stay alive. But use the math to make sure you don't get to that point. Don't just come and have a mass burning party. This is truly my opinion. Whether you like it or not, you can't have a mass burning party with something that's going to protect you but that from all the other causes. Is there someone, well, maybe they may not be vaccinated, but, you know, you could become a carrier in any form or fashion, whether we like it or not. I'm not the scientist, but I believe the scientists kept this in place as long as they could. And something else we're going to talk about, that was a big shift. The question, why was it a big shift? And the thing about it, when you start asking for certain things as answers, we can't get any answers like we need. But the bottom line is we know the mask is very important. Some people going to be listening to us, not going to agree. But that's all right. It's okay. You got a right to your opinion, and we got a right to our opinion. That's the way it works. We all have
That's why it's called America, and that's why it's called a democracy. And that's why we need to protect being Americans, and we need to protect our democracy, because you do have those choices. You don't have to believe what we believe. You believe what you believe based on what research or whatever is guiding you. But for me and this house, we're going to continue to wear the mask because this stuff with these variants, that we still don't know a lot about is very troubling. And that's what happened up in New York with the baseball players. Quite a few of them had some type of variant, even though they were fully vaccinated. And while you may not get seriously ill to have to get on a respirator or even face death, the fact is, I just don't want to feel sick. I don't even like feeling sick with the flu. Or a common cold. Who in the world wants to feel sick or be sick? I mean, come on, you're losing time. You're losing things that you want to do. You're losing time because you try to get well again. And then I feel really bad for those who are called that had COVID and were able to survive COVID before the vaccinations, but they're really having some tremendous health problems from the disease. They're called long haulers. So that means that for some, it's going to take a while, you know, if ever, to really fully recover from having COVID. So I don't want to take that risk, and I'm not going to get into a, wrestling matches where you do the kickboxing and everything else. What's that called? I forgot now. It just went out of my mind. You know, I'm not fighting anybody about a mask. And if you me with mine on, please do not approach me and give me the right act about why am I wearing a mask, because it really is none of your business. I'm wearing it for me.
And I'm glad Scarlett brought that up, because there's this mindset that they put out there.
Don't do
that. That individual, because you wearing a mask, or even on the other side, if you're not vaccinated, you're the reason why we are where we are. No, let's be for real. Let's stop all this blaming certain people, because most of the people who probably been wearing the mask all the time and not in these places that you can contract it are not the ones. It's you, because you didn't want to follow some of the rules that were put in place from the beginning, because you said civil liberties. You said your civil rights. So you didn't want a mask. You want to go to everywhere. You want to be in these places that lack the ventilation. You created a problem for a lot of other people, not just for family members, just not for yourself. You create another problem. Even if you've been and received your vaccination, you've got to realize you still have to still practice those protocols. Regardless of what the individual said, they said the science that you may not go to the hospital, you may not die, you may stay alive, but if you had the vaccination, so you don't need no mask, but you can get sick. And then the long-lasting effect of it. Chuck Scarlett just said about many of the individuals who went through the 14 days are having those effects now. I'm not saying side effects. I'm saying there, this thing has kicked in now. It has kicked in to the point where a lot of them are dealing with some things where the damage was caused because you were able to get over it from the 14 days. You still had damage to major situations. So we got to realize we can't just drop a guard down. It's too much controversy, too much people uncertainty to drop our guard. I'm looking at Dr. Gupta. He was talking about how it was being mishandled from the CDC with the announcement of the new mask guideline. You got people who, with disease and control, sick, confused, don't know. We got to have a better understanding. And so we can't expect people to cipher through what you're talking about when you hear one thing one time and something else different. Yes, you want to get back to being to everything normal, but it has to be a sense of new normalcy. And we have to understand that. And too many times we didn't got caught up. We want to get back to 2019, where it is in the past. You can't bring it up in 21. It won't be the same because you have other things that the thing that in a health crisis makes you change the way you were and the way you want to be. That's the way it is. We don't have to like it, but we have to make the adjustment. You know, I was surprised, Scarlett, I was over in Georgia, and I was over there expecting to see, you know, a lot of those people are wearing their masks. A lot of them are not wearing their masks, depending on where you are. But I think around here, I was surprised when I went into, I'm trying to see where it was, Walmart. Everybody, because Walmart still said they're going to enforce it. They still gonna continue with it because they're not only protecting you, they're protecting their employees.
That's right.
And that's what we have to do. We got to start protecting each other. Consider that when you want to, you unmask is fine, but do you really, really understand that you could be in a situation where you're not protecting yourself or other people as well? I understand we're going to get backlash because people won't say, well, they say, I ain't got to worry about it. They say you couldn't get infected. Nobody ever said that.
And well, we're not telling anybody what to do. We're saying what we're doing, you know?
Exactly. And that's what
they're
going to
do. You said what you're going to do. And like I said, this is America. It's a democracy. You can make your own choices. But when the question is asked, about what am I going to do? I've said what I'm doing. And so if you see me, you happen to be in Greenville, South Carolina, and I'm passing you on the street and you don't have a mask on, I have a mask on, please look
yes, ma'am.
To me, asking me why I'm wearing a mask.
Yes,
just
ma'am.
Don't come to me and ask me if I'm wearing a mask. I'm not going to engage anyone in that topic on what I'm wearing a mask. I'm not going to engage you because it's silly for me, you know, to engage
exactly.
When there's enough information out here now for almost 2 years, going on to the second year. We've had enough information out here in the stratosphere. So I don't claim to you or explain to anyone why I'm wearing a mask. If you choose not to wear a mask, just keep walking by me. Because I'm not going to engage you, and I'm still not going to have one and throw down matches, you know, where I got to defend myself or whatever case may be. I'm not going there. I'm just not going
to
do it.
Nope. And I refuse to do that, as well as most of you are refuse to have to go through a point of defending why you choose the choices you make. If other individuals, that's your choice, I'm fine with you. You like it, I love it. But allow my choice, by Scarlett and many other choices to be our choice. Whether if we want to wear 6 months from now, 7 months, a year, or 2 or 3 years, that's our choice. And we don't have time. We need to start handling our own business. That's the problem. A lot of people trying to handle Scarlett and Lorenza and many other business and can't handle their own business. See, we're going to be real with people. We're talking about doing things block by block. Neighborhood about take care of your own home first. Don't come try to chastise me to tell me what I should be doing. And if it offends you by what I'm saying, we don't talk as we don't talk. I'm just being serious with it. Take care of your own.
Real talk.
And stop trying to tell me because I don't, you know, I don't choose to take my mask off. Don't tell me that. Don't say nothing to me about that. And you're going to respect my space, too. See, we someone has to hold some other people accountable. That's what it is in life. Some people not have. But the call-in number to be a part of, so I want you to call in. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll get you on the line so you can share your thoughts about whether you're going to become a mass police. You know, the essential workers in these stores and all over the place got to become mass police because of some of the decisions others are making. Because some people, when you step in there, you know that, for example, Walmart and the many other stores that are still using masks, they don't need to be going toe-to-toe to you when you already know they already have to sign up there. It's almost like it was from the beginning. When I say the beginning, when the masks first come into play, Walmart had to shut in certain places you could go through to get in because it had a number count in there. But they back to the same thing. So should the essential workers become the mass police? Should they? Ask yourself. Should you be your own mass police?
It costs these stores money when they have to send employees home because they're sick. And then when they don't have enough personnel there, enough employees in the store to keep the store operational, you know, I've got to bring people in or whatever case it may be, you know, that's adding a cost to the cost of your items and your food and the things that you buy. You know, we don't see the results of all this, you know, that you're, you know, it causes everybody to have to pay higher prices. So, you know, you
exactly.
Make your own decisions, but that's what I've decided.
Exactly. And on top of this, Carl, that'll kind of move us to where we need to move in our next topic. And we're talking about the situation with the employment situation. We had a million people unemployed. I think some people think it was by choice. See, it wasn't by choice. And now, yes, we're opening back up, but you truly do you still have those jobs. So now we're deciding what 11, 12 states, and they're solely doing it, they're getting rid of the federal pandemic unemployment compensation. That was an additional one-time $600, but $300. But we have a job. Some people say we do have jobs, and I have a, you know, my thing is, okay, tell me what job you truly, truly have available. If you're paying them $8 an hour, then truly, truly, you calculate that per day and per week. Or you want them on a job so you can keep them right there? I don't know, but Scott, what's your thoughts in regards to that federal pandemic unemployment compensation being stopped? I don't know what happened in South Carolina, but I know what happened in Alabama.
South Carolina was the first state out there. This governor here, who is proponent of the other guy, big time, is the first. We're the first state that started that. He said a couple weeks ago that June 30th would be the last date in this state that people that were getting the pandemic. Unemployment, the additional $300 used to be six, and then they cut it. They compromised and cut it down to three, so they're getting the $300 for the additional unemployment would end on June the 30th. Now we still got people here, essential workers, who are still trying to, you know, get it together because this is getting tough for everybody, you know, for people. And people who are already making minimum wage incomes to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
This guy gets on TV, was one of the ones that called the governor complaining that he didn't have enough people working, and we have an employment shortage. Well,
mm-hmm.
My question was, and the question of a whole lot of people here, well, what are you paying these folks? You
yeah.
know, and you worry about not having employees, pay them a living wage, you know, and pass the $15 for all the workers having to make these salaries. you know, and talking about, well, they're getting lazy and they're getting this, that, and the other at home. Who in the semi is getting lazy on making $7 or something an hour to feed a family? And that was pre-pandemic. And didn't have to face the pandemic, and it was worse because they couldn't go in and make the hourly wages or whatever, so they had to get on unemployment in order just to survive. And if the rent and the housing and everything else and the medicines that children need and the families need and the food and stuff is going up now because these folks are trying to recoup their money by raising prices, and they've already started. And then you
have
a hacking of the pipeline, and they had to pay a lot more for gas in order just to even get out to try to look for a job or whatever case may be. You know, I don't know where in this country we've gotten this divide. If somehow folks who are not in that top 1% of wealth think that everybody else below that top 1% are lazy, shiftless, and not gonna have a work ethic good enough. You understand?
Mm.
But if you got $1 billion, you can't look at your billion and compare that to the man and the woman who are down there making an hourly wage trying to feed their families and support and trying to educate their children and all the other things that the people in that group want for their kids. The same thing that a billionaire wants for their children and their families, the same thing that man and woman making hourly wages want for their kids and families too. We've got to stop this wealth gap in this country, and we've got to do this fair and equitable. That's why I like this plan coming out of $2 trillion of the American Families Act, I think that's what it's called, to try to level the playing field. It's not going to solve the playing field, but at least it's going to try to get people out of those poverty level areas. You know, I had a school where I could count on maybe less than 30 kids in the entire school that we're not getting free and reduced lunch. That's a sin and a shame in America. The freest country in the world, the wealthiest country in the world, where you got a lot of these folks in the top 1% are making more income and got even wealthier due to the pandemic. And at some point, you got to stop this here. We got to stop this. We got to stop it.
Exactly.
I get very passionate about it because I just don't like seeing people hurt, and I don't like to see people struggling. I really don't. I really don't.
Exactly.
And I'm going to be for those on that who are struggling and are hurt. I'm going to be for them every single time because it's not easy,
exactly.
And I've seen it up close and personal. You know, as my years as an educator and working with families, and just know that sometimes they couldn't or hardly put one foot in front of the other just to make it. And then they just managed to get on TV here. We have a TV station here, business, and get on TV talking about he doesn't have enough work. And then when they ask, well, how much are you paying? And then he dropped his head.
Well, that's how it happens with these individuals. The have and have not. See, we got to understand they were before. We got more individual falls in that category of have not than we have the have. But through this whole process, individual was in the top half was able to get access and continue with their money. But you had millions of people unemployed, and this money that was helping them supplement to help them survive. We got people truly against that. Yeah, because they realize if you don't get that, you come work for me, I'm going to get richer. See, you got to realize working for him makes his salary continue to go up. When you don't have the employees, don't have individuals willing to work, then you come, you want to go to the individual's certain levels of government to say, well, we got to get them back to work. We got to take this money away from them. They don't need this money. They're sitting at home making more money You can't say making more money than you because you continue to make money because every subsidized supplemental program came out. It was given to some people who cashed in on millions of dollars, $5 million. I'm reading where people that taking those $5 and $6 and $7, $8 million and out buying certain things. And the program was supposed to help the small business. Instead, they took advantage of it because they know the ins and the outs. They knew they could work it out. They have people to do that. So we're in a time, and we need to help each other right now. Now, some people come and say, well, they need to, you know, they're gonna get lazy. But that's all right, you know. But you got to realize if we don't do better and help our people as a welfare nation, which we always have been, they're going to become more as a challenge to own you than they will be to help you. That's what you have to keep in mind. We need to be able to not keep our foot on them and say that, you know, just because, you know, you need to get from home being sheltered and lazy. That's how like somebody said 200 years ago. And we leave that alone because they said that about races of people then. We don't want to work, but we are the backbone for a lot of them and all the money that they made. So we work hard on these jobs and these areas, sharecropping, plantations, and all that. We work hard so they can continue to get rich. Somebody said, who's the day? I don't have to go in history and let you know. You already know. You already know. And it's still operating to a sense right now. So
when people call people that are middle class or and the working poor and even, you know, even the very, very, very low income. I hate it when I hear folks say, well, lazy, and then all the terms that you use, you know, that's used to describe the working people in this country. You know, for quite a few folks, I'm so glad that they did were able to get the benefits.
Yes.
I think they were deserved, and I think that
yes.
Because when you're working over 30 hours a week in a lot of these low wage jobs, they needed the rest. They needed
mm-hmm.
the rest. They've been doing that for years. Mm-hmm. You know, you hear Michelle Obama talk about her father, and he had a disability. But he would get up every day and struggle to get to his job to work. You know, when it
exactly.
comes to time, sometimes you know, we need a rest too. You know, we
exactly.
don't have the business where we can just take off and fly to Greece or somewhere, you know, and take a long vacation. We're tired, and the pandemic exposed a lot of stuff that we deal with
yes.
in this country. And the inequities
yes,
that we face in this country, and it's time now.
Exactly.
You know the scab has been pulled. You know the wound,
mm-hmm.
the scab has been pulled off. The Band-Aid is already frozen. You know when the Band-Aid
exactly.
came off, it's all there for all of us to see. Now you have people who are middle class who never thought they'd be in a line driving for food. To get a box of food just to keep going. And I hope
exactly.
that because of that experience that they don't have short memories if it was going to go back to the way things used to be. No, it can't be the way it used to be, you know, because everything is exposed now. And you need to remember if, you know, when I saw the last session in California, you know, where those folks were in some real nice cars pulling up getting a box of food. You know,
mm-hmm.
so now don't forget,
yeah.
you know, don't have a short memory. Well, now you're back on your feet. Everything is back to the status quo. It cannot be back to the status quo now. It just can't.
Exactly. It's impossible.
So you need to pay people
because we have really
money
seen.
To live on.
Oh,
you need to pay people money to
yeah.
live on.
Exactly. And so we got to realize, like you said, the scab is on. We have to do some things. I'm sitting here just reading some research in regards to the state of Alabama. And on June the 19th is the last day for the federal pandemic, all the federal funded pandemic unemployment compensation program will end on that day. But I was asking in my mind, what are you coming up to get these individuals prepared to be in a position to make more money, the opportunity to have enough money to take care of them, their families? But then besides that, get a job, because a lot of jobs is being outsourced now. People, I realize the pandemic did something to our jobs and our employment. It's one of the things. It created more, created an idea for those individuals that own companies that I don't have to have this building running 100%. I can let people work from home, and I can save money. I can take people on full-time status and put them on part-time status, because I know my own was going to encounter that was on a full-time status, and they told, they took everybody and the manager except one or two managers and made all of them, if they wanted to stay with their company, they could be part-time. So you got a lot happening here. We got to realize helping our individual. What plan do we have? I'm looking at what the Alabama Career Center System talking about coming up with services like resume preparation, interviewing skills, job search and application and assistance, vocational and educational training program, apprenticeship, on-the-job training program. All that sounds beautiful. What's the plan? I see this. How are you going to get this to these individuals so they can be, have a transferable skill? See, that's what we got to remember, a transferable skill. How are we going to do that? It's not for me to answer. It's not for
just like
you
the education part on how to get kids back in school, there was no plan. And there's no plan for this season. These governors are saying we're going to end this, but they don't have a plan.
No, it's not a plan. But all you want to do is get them back in, you know, back on the job when there may not even be a job there anymore. But you see, the restaurant industry is looking for more people, more dishwashers, looking for more people there. But you have the other industry looking for more people, and they need people, can't get anybody to apply. The few ones running down to these governors and running to these individuals saying, we need to hire people. We got jobs, and they don't want to work. Okay, give them your salary, and you take their job and their salary. Come on now. Let's be very careful how we do. We need to have a plan of action. Not only just when we talk about education, we're going to get to that in a minute because it needs to be a plan of action, but we want you to be a part of it. 347 by calling in, 857-2192, press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can share your thoughts, your expertise. I'll ask you to identify your location as well as your name, and then we'll go from there. You'll get a chance to talk to Scarlett and myself as we're talking about these issues on Talking Real to You, just plain old life issues. Scarlett, since we just threw in that education, we want to talk a little bit about the strategic plan for our K-12 schools to get them back, get children back in school. I know people have been going to school, but they're talking about it all around the country. Pretty much, there's a strategy, and I pulled out a couple things that I thought was really important in regard. We know how young people won't be vaccinated, fully vaccinated. So the point is we got to have things in place so we can keep everybody safe in that building. And one of the things that I noted that came as a recommendation from the CDC in regards to making sure those individuals, you know, have a strategic prevention plan in place, whereas we're talking about making sure they're tested when they come to school. That's one thing at the university where I work. They made that happen. They wanted to make sure that everybody was tested and had to be test negative before you set foot in that building, something I know some school systems didn't do, and they kind of paid the price for it. That's just one of the things I think need to be in place if we want to address whatever we're going into, because if you know, if we all get vaccinated and our children not, this SARS is going to find our children. and become children and become our carriers. You have to remember that. Scarlett, you can jump in right there.
Well, the same here. Basically, they get around to well, first of all, they've been picketing our school district because just before the CDC came out this week with the not having the mask, they were down there picketing the district office and had their kids with them. It had kids chanting that they were chanting, and kids looking like they don't have an idea what's going on because they were like 4 and 5 year old kids and 6 or 7 at the most. And down there, you know, chanting about their civil rights and their rights being taken away, and the kids, they're required to wear a mask and all kinds of stuff. I've just never seen anything like it. It just made me absolutely sick. Because I'm thinking, like, what about the civil rights of the teachers and the administrators in that building, and then the parents who were not picketing called into the district saying they were concerned about those folks out there not wanting to wear a mask because they still want their kids to wear a mask. So, you know, everyone has rights, and no one's rights to supersede somebody's safety. But that's where we are now. So they're still working out plans. But pretty much they've already taken out the plexiglass barriers and stuff that they had in all the schools, which I thought was wonderful for those kids when they were doing the hybrid learning, you know, a few days in, a few days out, you know, at home and everything. So all that stuff has been removed. So I don't know what the plan is, you know, for the safety. Fortunately, here, I've mentioned to you, you know, several times that all of our schools are either brand new schools or highly renovated schools. And that's over 100 some schools that have gone through that, not including the career centers and the other places. So that's a plus for us here in this county because we're the biggest district in the state. And that was a lot of foresight that was done, you know, like 10 years ago, so 12 years ago, somewhere in that time span, because I was in one of them myself. And so that's a good thing because the schools are well ventilated and have the newest technology. And even if it had a five-year plan every 5 years, stuff has to be refreshed. So that's the impetus here. But then in the rest of the state, in those rural areas, in the I-95 corridor, where those schools are 100-some years old and you got wires and stuff falling from the ceilings, they don't have adequate air conditioning, still got the old window units in the schools and everything, it's a sin and a shame. So who knows what the plan is? You know, who knows?
Come on now.
Who knows
yes,
what the plan is? Because basically there is no plan, no consistent plan, no state plan, nothing to guide these districts, particularly in the areas where they could not have access to the internet, didn't have the broadband, do not have the technology. You know, the kids have lost so much time in terms of their academics. And when you pre-pandemic, you know, kids are already behind. Well, add the pandemic. We're talking a good 2 years, maybe more, of children behind. So I'm still waiting to see the plan. Because we had, you know, when the first diagnosis came about this COVID-19, coronavirus, and SARS, MERSA, and all those things are part of this virus group. There was several months, what, about 3 or 4 months before it really started taking off and really getting terrible. Plans could have been developed then about what to do about the schools. You and I talked about this on this show.
They had time. They had plenty of time because in March, when we closed, they had time to put a plan together for the fall. but you still didn't really have anything in place. Now we're talking about a fall 1 year later, and we still don't have anything in place. And not so much is everybody worried about the safety. Getting people ready to be able to move to a point where they're able to they're not going to be able to catch up. I can tell you, scholar can't catch.
Yeah,
when a child falls behind 1 year, that's a challenge. For 2 years, they're not, someone was already behind. So we can tell you, we need to have some kind of, some people say, well, they're going to have summer school. That's not going to be able to cut it. Because you deal with the fear so much. So it may be a chance to help the ones who will come. Everybody's not going to come, but when everybody set foot in that building, you got to have a plan that everybody knows. I don't mean just the teachers, the administration, the students need to know the plans, the parents need to know the plan, the community needs to be knowing the plan. We got to stop excluding individuals because they can help you. Everybody got to work this together if we want to get our young people ready for the future, because they are truly 2 years behind. They're going to be too, because in August, that'll get you right at that time. You got to be very, very serious about what's going on. And we got to be conscious. And we have to come up with something, and we have to demand plans. So everybody talking about all the other things, let's talk about our young people and having a plan for them. What we want to see, demand this from these individuals who's in charge. If you're making a big buck, you need to be able to have a plan. You need to have something in place. Don't tell me what the CDC told you. What do you have? You got to know what's needed for those young people. And that's what we're going to have
right,
to do. So we got to make sure.
CDC is only giving you guidelines or recommendations. The plan is not the CDC plan. They're not school district employees. They're not educators. They're scientists. They're medical people. And you take that and incorporate into your educational plan. But you got to have a plan.
Got to have a plan. Plan of action. And not for 1 year. We're talking about five to 10 years now. You have to be ready for it.
And for the kids that are disabled, you know, children with disabilities and learning disabilities and physical disabilities, my heart just goes out to those children and their families, because they've gotten it even worse.
Exactly. It's not, we don't even understand it. So we need to ask questions in our neighborhood, block by block. Find out what's going on in our schools. Find out what's going on. Don't be afraid to ask the question. And if you're not in agreement, tell people you're not in agreement with what it is, because not only just one child is going to fall behind, it's going to be many children that have fell behind through the pandemic. So we have to put our focus on getting our children to a point where they can be comfortable enough with even going back to school, because a lot of them is not ready to even go back to school yet. So we have to do a lot, and we can't talk about it. We're not going to be able to answer. We can only share what we have to share, but you as a watcher and a listener, you may need to check and make sure in your community what's going on. Don't be afraid to ask them. Hold them accountable, and that's what it's all about. We're just saying hold everybody accountable, because there should be a plan already in place to take care of what we're going to have. All of this money we're getting in these school systems, in these states, that be able to go to an education that's going to take us from 3 or 4 years from now, not just tomorrow. We can't just spend. We got to be able to have something in place for 2025, because that's where we're heading. It'll be 2025 before you know it. Be ready for 2030, because these young people are the ones we have to truly have. We got to focus on them, and that's what we have to make sure we do. Scarlett, I'm going to let you get the last word in here. I got to give a shout-out to our sponsors as well as those individuals joining us on Facebook as well as Instagram.
Well, we thank you for joining us tonight and our listening audience. And I'm kind of worried about Lisa. I really am, because normally she'll pop in. So we got to find out, Doc, where Lisa is. she's been very upset about what's happening down in Florida and particularly with the children. So I'm very concerned about that. And we need to see where she is, because she said people started flooding and moving there. And I noticed on the news tonight that the housing prices in Orlando have gone up so much, and there's a housing shortage. So it's a lot of things now that things are beginning to open up that we're going to be facing, and it's a new normal. Like you said, things are not going to be the same, and everything has been exposed. So we just need to be aware of that, but we don't need to get complacent. We don't need to shrink back. You know, this is one time where our communities need to be bold advocates for themselves, for their financial well-being, and for their children's education. You need now, if you never stepped up before, now's the time to do it. It's now time to do it. Don't shrink back and don't go back, you know, the way things were before. And just, you know, rely on everybody else, you know, to try to fight the battle. It's now time to stand up, speak up, and voice up. So we thank you again. You can see that Doc and I are very passionate about a lot of these things, because this show is about us taking control and taking and embracing what we need to do. We need to do to make things better in our lives, in our communities, and knowing that we're all in this together. This is not an isolated thing now. This is a together thing, and we're all in this together. So thank you so much. And again, thank you for all that you all do in your local communities, in your states, and regions to make the lives better for yourself and for others, and continue to do so, and continue to get others involved in the process.
Awesome. I tell you, thank you so much, Scarlett. It was awesome being here. Well, again, we are passionate about making sure this vessel gets the word out, but besides that, we're passionate about you. Block by block, we want you to be successful in your neighborhood. We want you to have the best opportunity to be successful coming out, or eventually working our way out of one of the all-time health crises. We have never had anything like this, but we're going to make it. We got to believe in our Lord and Savior. If you want to give a shout-out to one of our sponsors, that's McKenzie and Associates. We have two of them here that's shopping on wheels for home products. If you want to purchase some items and get with this organization, which this business, McKenzie and Associates, the owner is Dr. Olivia E. Smith at 770-473-6291. Give her a call, and then shop. You can shop on wheel for home products. They have King Transportation Service. The owner is Lyndon King Sanders. He's a transportation service that can take you anywhere you want to go. Give him a shout out. Give him a call, 205-454-8157. Give them a holler. Get your Cash App to me. Make sure you DM me so I can have it, so I can put you in the raffle beside. Sow a seed in your life. That's what I want to make sure I do, sow a seed in your life. And that's what WVSW Internet Talk Radio is all about, making sure we'll be there for you in your time of need. And that's what we're doing. Shout out to those individuals joining us on Facebook. We have several individuals joining us. We have Latay Pickett. Thank you so much for joining us. That's Inspired to Inspire member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. LaShawn Long, thank you so much, LaShawn, advocate person and a member of Alabama State University Alumni Association. Thank you, LaShawn Long, so much for joining us. Yvette Smith joining us, and that's my biological sister, the youngest one of the bunch. Thank you for joining us. Also for the Korea_Zeta, so the Zetas are in Korea, is joining us. They're checking us out. They're coming from all over the world. I told you they're with us, and they're glad to be with us. Aaron.Reb, thank you, Aaron, so much for joining us. We have Holiday 2420. Thank you, Holiday, for taking time. Then Paula.King, 148-55. Thank you for taking time to join us as well. Let me see if we have anybody else strolling down here. thank you so much. It's been awesome tonight. But make sure you give that organization that's making a difference in your community, support them, whatever it may be. But for those individuals, McKenzie and Stosi, give them a shout. Give them a call. That's, again, 770-473-6291. King Transportation Service also, 205-454-8157. Get your name in to make sure your Cash App is available. You will sow a seed in your life and put you in the raffle. The raffle years will be raffling off two trips. One of them is to Atlanta or Orlando. It's Atlanta or Orlando. We're going to raffle one of them off on May the 31st. We're going to raffle it off, so get your name in there. That's how we're going to use your Cash App and drop it into the raffle. 3 days and two nights. We pay for the hotel and the taxes. You get your travel as well as making sure you take care of your food. And if we give away whatever one on that night out of the Orlando or Atlanta, the next one on June the 30th, we'll be giving away the second one. Then I will have one toward the end of it. When we get to August, we're going to make sure we have a four-day and three-night pay out of my pocket and make sure you have a opportunity to have a fun time at a beach front. Be ready to go. 4 days, but you got to have your Cash App in because everybody going to roll over. Get your Cash App in. That's what it's all about. You can get it at DM on Facebook, or you can go to the comment section of Instagram. If you're joining us on there, and for those people that's on Blog Talk Radio, you can email me at LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send your Cash App to me, and we'll make sure we make it do what it do. We have an awesome show planned tomorrow at 1 o'clock on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood, and we're going to continue to talk about the mature woman. How do you successfully date a mature woman? That's on our series that we did. We had 15 now. We're rolling with it. We went from how we prepare boys for a healthy relationship to moving to preparing girls to grown men, mature men, I call great men eventually, to mature women, grown women, to mature women, and awesome women, the mother of all of us. And that's what it's all about. So make sure you check us out at 1 o'clock tomorrow, Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. I'm looking forward to it. It's the grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood, block by block. And that's what it's all about. Have an awesome rest of the night. I appreciate you joining us. It's been a ball. Scarlett, again, thank you so much for being a part of it and all the other individuals who are listening to the Divine Nine, to the individual who in any organization, thank you so much for taking time and being a part of this. It's been a blast, but we have to get out of here now. As I always said, give your family member a hug. Tell them you love them. Whether it's virtual or face-to-face. Hashtag be responsible. Hashtag one life matter. Hashtag it's a mind thing. Hashtag keep on grinding. Communicate for understanding. And last but not least, as we get ready to close, is I love you and I have a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night and we'll talk with you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Good night.